Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Wrestle Talking to D with Martez. I'm coming to you live, of course, on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for choosing us as a destination to hear a little bit of wrestling. We got a great show for you tonight. We got a special show for you tonight. We have an amazing show for you tonight. But before I get into that, I want to thank my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving me another chance to do a show like this. I don't take it lightly to have this opportunity to talk wrestling the way I know how to talk wrestling, the way it comes out of my mouth and the way I think about it. I'm just happy that I got this opportunity to voice my opinion, and I don't expect for you to name me host of the year, but it's all good. It's all good. This is my avenue to share with you all what I think about today's wrestling, preferably WWE, as I am the WWE apologist, if you will. I am the WWE supporter, the mega supporter. I'm the WWE fan on steroids, if you talk to some people. And some people may think I'm in denial about the shenanigans and the horrible storylines that WWE produces. I guess I am in denial. But yeah, we got a great show for you today. I wanted to all thank God, as always, for giving me another chance to do this. So I'm going to make sure I do that, as I've been doing for the last say about 4 years I've been doing that. But once again, thank you for choosing us. This is Wrestle Talking to D, going strong on a Monday night, right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. So much that I want to cover tonight, so much that I want to focus on tonight. We got an interview this evening. It should be coming up around 7:10 Eastern. We're going to be talking to pro wrestler Lady Frost. She's wrestled everywhere. We've recently seen her on AEW Dark. We also seen her on Monday Night Raw. For those of you that only follow TV wrestling, she's wrestled so many places. So I want to get to know her. I want her to be introduced to our listeners, because some of you may not know who she is. Some of you may know who she is. So I want to introduce you all to her. Now, this show is beginning. This show is starting, and kind of tossing and turning about what I want to talk about. I want to get into some Nia Jax. Because for some reason, people think Nia Jax is horrible. Now, maybe I'm delusional. Maybe I'm just sipping on the WWE Kool-Aid a little too much. Maybe something's wrong with me, but I think Nia Jax deserves a little bit more credit than what she gets. Nia Jax is one of the most charismatic performers in the wrestling industry right now. Of course, I've learned recently that she's cousins to The Rock. I think Brother Swink from the Gorilla Position, he was telling me that she's cousins to The Rock. It makes sense, because Nia Jax, no pun intended for myself, but she just drips with charisma. She's a walking charisma. The last few times I've heard her take the microphone or do a promo or do a backstage interview, Nia Jax has killed it. Now, many of you that listen to this show, you know I care more about the promos and the vignettes than the actual wrestling. That's just how my brain works. I grew up during the Attitude Era where the promos and the backstage interviews and the shenanigans were more important than the actual wrestling. You can tell me I'm lying, you can tell me I'm wrong, but during that time, the promos, the vignettes, along with the backstage shenanigans, that's what hooked us. I don't think Stone Cold hooked us because of his wrestling abilities. I think he hooked us because of what he did on a mic. Stone Cold hooked us because the storyline that he was involved in. The Rock hooked us because he was electrifying on the mic. He was electrifying in his storylines. Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle, Undertaker even, to name a few. Triple H, D-Generation X, Shawn Michaels. During that period of time, what won me over was the promos. It was the promos. And the reason I'm saying all that is to say this. Nia Jax, she's not a scrub. She's not as bad as everybody making her out to be. And for the life of me, I don't understand why she gets the backlash that she gets. Granted, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody is entitled to who they want to root for. Everybody's entitled to who they're going to support. But when it's all said and done, I'm just looking at the facts here. I'm not even coming to you as a homer of WWE. I'm not coming to you as a homer of Nia Jax. I'm just not coming to you like that. I'm coming to you with facts. I'm coming to you based on how I see things, how I perceive things, and what I've collected over time. Just like you, whoever listens to this show, you may collect that this show isn't good. You may collect that this show is good. It's all about what you collect. It's all about what you pick up. It's all about what you learn from something. And the eye test and the ear test has told me time and time again that Nia Jax is must-see TV. Stone Cold was must-see TV. The Rock was must-see TV. Taker, must-see TV. CM Punk, must-see TV. Becky Lynch, must-see TV. Bianca Belair, must-see TV. Nia Jax is must-see TV. Now, I don't stop what I'm doing for a lot of people. Especially when I don't stop what I'm doing for a lot of people for TV. But Nia Jax, every time she comes on, I have to stop what I'm doing. I literally have to stop what I'm doing because I want to know what she's going to say next. You know, and I may lose my wrestling card here, but she's Rock-esque. She's Rock-esque. She has just as amount as, well, not just as amount, but she has the charisma that The Rock has. But we haven't fully seen it yet. There's so much more to her that we haven't even tapped in yet. Like, the ceiling is high for Nia Jax. She has the look. She has the wrestling ability. She has the character. And she has the mic skills. I love what they're doing right now with Reginald, pairing her up with Reginald. Like, I love the comedic side of one Nia Jax. I just do. Nia Jax is funny. And she reminds me so much of the Rock himself. Because The Rock was funny. And when I found out they were family members, it made sense. It made the world of sense. Tune in tonight to Monday Night Raw. If you're a hater of Nia Jax, if you're not a supporter of Nia Jax, do me a favor and please put to the side all the put to the side all the dislikes you dislike about Nia Jax. Just put that to the side. Put to the side all your biases. Put all that to side. Put all that to side and just sit back and just listen to her. Just listen to her talk. Listen to her speak. And you'll find out that Nia Jax is a walking, charismatic individual. Now, Nia Jax, if they push her the right way, she can easily be the face of the WWE. She could. It's not that far-fetched. It's not that far-fetched for her to be the face of the WWE. It's just not. No. Many of you all, you know, you say she can't wrestle. But how do you get to this level and cannot wrestle? Now, I was speaking with somebody earlier in the week, and they suggested maybe it was because she's a close friend. She's a family member of The Rock. I was speaking with someone, and maybe that's why she's in the position that she's in. That could be true. But also, I think it's a little too much to call her a horrible wrestler. I haven't seen her do anything horrible in the ring in all my years of watching her. Yeah, does she make mistakes from time to time? Yes. Of course she does. But I don't think, family member of The Rock or not, I don't think she will be able to last this long in a premier company like WWE without being a little bit good. I just don't agree with that thinking. For a big woman, she does a heck of a job. She moves well. And I will say the same for a big man such as Keith Lee. He moves really well for a big man. And same with Nia Jax. She moves really well for a big man. So I don't get that part of the hate for Nia Jax. And hopefully, hate may be a strong word, but I don't hear nothing good about Nia Jax. Nothing. Really, I scratch my head because I don't see the same things that you all see, those that don't like Nia Jax. I just don't see it. Maybe something wrong with my eyes. Maybe something wrong with my ears. Maybe something wrong with my brain. But I have never seen a match that I didn't end up not liking from her. The match with her and Ronda Rousey, it was good. The match between her and Sasha Banks a few years ago, it was good. The match between her and Alexa Bliss a few years back, it was good. Her recent run with Shayna Baszler, she's been a heck of a tag team partner with Shayna Baszler. And the matches both of those two are in, they've been good. Her job as a big woman wrestler is to dominate people. Her job is as a big man. She's not a big man. Her job because she's built, her character is built as a disruptor, somebody that dominates the opposition. And that's exactly what she does. And if she injures people in the process, I don't think it's because she's not a good wrestler. I don't think it's because she's not careful. I think it's because she believes that character, so to speak, that she has been presented with. Russell talking to Diva Martez, coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan, right here on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash. BlogTalkRadio.com, and we're talking Nia Jax. Is Nia Jax must-see TV? Is Nia Jax one of the more charismatic performers in WWE right now and all of wrestling for that matter? Is Nia Jax big time? I think she is. I know some of you don't think she is, and that's why I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. Save me. If I'm getting ready to jump off the ledge into Lake Nia Jax, and you think I'm making the wrong decision, please save me because I don't think I need to be saved. But if you really think that I'm about to lose my life for falling into this lake of Nia Jax, please save me. Please save me. But I think you guys, those of you that have nothing good to say about Nia Jax, I think you're wrong. Yes, you're wrong. I dare you to tune in tonight. I dare you to tune in tonight and release your bias hate for Nia Jax. Release it for tonight. Release it for tonight for one night only. And watch it the way I watch it, with an objective mind, with no preconceived notions for Nia Jax. Watch Monday Night Raw tonight with a empty brain. Am I saying that right? And with the empty brain. Most of the time, I don't know what I'm saying and if I'm saying it correctly, if I'm using it in the right context. And you'll hear a lot of that on this show. We're supposed to be having an interview tonight. Hopefully, she's not listening and she decided to back out of it. I'm hoping that's not the case. This is Russell talking to Dean. And we talk about the facts on this show. We just talk about the facts. And the fact of the matter is Nia Jax is she's a savant in the ring. She's dripping in charisma, and she's must-see TV. All right, I'm going to get back to Nia Jax a little bit later in the show. Let's talk about this WrestleMania week that's coming on the horizon starting April the 6th, I believe. We're going to be blessed with 7 straight days of WWE programming from Monday all the way up until Sunday for night 2 of WrestleMania. Check this lineup out. We have Monday Night Raw is going to come to us at its usual time on Monday night, the week of WrestleMania. Then Tuesday night, we have the Hall of Fame ceremony. And guess what? This year, it's a double dose. We get the 2020 class and we get the 2021 class. So we're very, very blessed. We get to see Batista get inducted into the Hall of Fame. The NWO get inducted. The Bella Twins, Molly Holly, who's recently been named the 2021 WWE Hall of Famer. She's going to be a Hall of Famer come Tuesday night, the week of WrestleMania. So we are blessed to get 2 Hall of Fame shows in one. And then NXT TakeOver, Stand and Deliver. What a name for a pay-per-view. NXT TakeOver, Stand and Deliver. That's going to be Wednesday and Thursday night. So not only do you get NXT on a Wednesday, you get NXT Thursday. And we already got some monumental matches coming up on the horizon for NXT TakeOver. You got Raquel Gonzalez taking on Io Shirai. And I think that's going to end up being a classic. I think Io has been an outstanding champion. She has been a fierce champion. She has been an absolutely dominating champion, if you ask me. Io Shirai has been a dominating champion. Just when I think she's getting ready to lose, she wins. I just knew she was going to lose to Toni Storm and Mercedes Martinez a few months ago. I just knew she was going to lose then. I just knew she was going to lose against Toni Storm this past Wednesday. And it's been other times when I think when she went up against Rhea Ripley, I thought she was going to lose there. But each and every time, Io Shirai picks up the victory. But I think come NXT TakeOver, Stand and Deliver, I think Raquel Gonzalez is going to be the one that will overthrow Io Shirai and will become your new NXT Women's Champion. So let's move right along. Friday, you got the best show on the planet regarding wrestling in SmackDown. SmackDown is going to come our way, of course, on Fridays, which is shaping up to be a great go-home episode of SmackDown, a WrestleMania edition go-home episode of SmackDown. So we got that on Thursday. Then the next day is WrestleMania Day, night 1, so to speak. Night 1 of WrestleMania, followed by night 2 of WrestleMania on the Sunday. So my question right now is this. Who's ever listening? You can be listening live. You can be listening when we're on the replay edition. But is that too much? Is that too much WWE programming for some of you? I think it's not. I think it's actually not enough, if you ask me. It's not enough. It's not enough WWE programming. If you're a WWE fan, a diehard WWE fan, a WWE fan through and through, you're loving this. Like, you're eating this up like you're eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes, like you're eating a bowl of oatmeal. You're eating this up real good. Are you kidding me? 7 straight days of prominent WWE program. And on top of that, you get to see NXT TakeOver. You get 2 nights of NXT TakeOver and 2 nights of WrestleMania. Where else could you find that at? Where else could you find it at? Is the phone number. 646-668-872 is the phone number. I'm gonna get to the selection song of the night, and that's gonna be none other than our boy Kofi Kingston of the New Day. Let's get it.
I know he's extraordinary. Before this contract is official, allow me, Kofi, to tell you personally just how much I've appreciated everything you've accomplished over these past.
Talking and D right here on Open Talk Radio 313, the Flash, our interviewee, she says she's been having issues calling into the show, so hopefully we can get her on relatively shortly. I've been talking about Nia Jax and been talking about WWE WrestleMania week. I think it's a huge deal to be able to be endowed with WWE programming for 7 straight days. Some of us, maybe 8 straight days with a Monday Night Raw coming the night after night 2 of WrestleMania. I think that's a huge deal. I think that's a big thank you to the fans. That's how I'm looking at it. That's a big thank you. Hey, we're going to give you Monday Night Raw. We're going to give you the Hall of Fame ceremony, 2020 and 2021 on Tuesday. 2 nights of NXT TakeOver, as well as Friday Night SmackDown, a go-home show before WrestleMania, and then 2 straight nights of WrestleMania. I think that's huge. I think that's a blessing, if you ask me, if you're a true WWE fan. I don't think it's too much. I don't know what you guys think tonight. Is it too much, or is it just enough, or is it not enough? So there's 3 ways you can look at it. Is it enough? Is it too much, or is it just right? I think I described 3 different ways, but hopefully you guys can understand that. But I like it. And then Nia Jax, I just don't get the maybe hate is a strong word, but I don't get the dislike that she's getting. I see nothing but charisma. The last few times I've seen her on the mic, not last few times, but really since she came back from that injury, she's been great on the mic. I've seen a different side of her. And it's a beauty when somebody's allowed to talk, okay? And you get to see who they really are and great attributes about them. And Nia Jax, hey, I'm a Nia Jax supporter. But before we bring our interview on, she hasn't called in yet. I'm going to bring on my brother, Coco T, Antoine Davenport, who I don't know who it is. We'll find out. I'm sure you have something to say about this. Good evening, brother. Thank you for calling, man.
What's happening, Brother Matez? This is the Black Man Coco T. Ware, founder and leader of K-Face the People's Band. What it do, Brother Matez?
Oh, man.
Hey, Happy Monday night.
Hey, man, it's going good, man. I'm trying to set these people straight about your boo, Nia Jax, man. I'm trying to get these people in order because I'm hearing too much negative chatter about her. I'm not getting it, man. I'm not getting why people are so down on Nia Jax.
Oh, well, me neither, Brother Matez. Me neither. See, a lot of black men are going on a wrestle rant real quick, if you will.
Go ahead.
See, dig this here. First of all, Brother Matez said it right. My boo, Nia Jax. Two key words in that phrase. My boo, Nia Jax, baby. Y'all better be lucky I'm not at no live wrestling event. Because you know how Brother Rusev was singing and cheering on his wife, Lana. Well, I will flip, because I'm a musician and a singer, I will flip that line and go, Nia is the best, Nia is the one. I had a whole crowd chanting, baby. So let me tell you that right now. My boo, Nia Jax, she is what's best for business. She is the irresistible force. Emphasis on irresistible. Let me tell you that right now. Number two. For all of the mocks and rambling rabbits and all you gum bumpers out there and instigators and you armchair wrestling coaches, you sit up there and say she can't wrestle, she hurts people, she botches. Excuse me, she is the muscle of the women's division. Sometimes it happens. Crap happens all the time. They act like their favorite wrestlers don't make mistakes or don't hurt somebody or don't get injured.
Mm-hmm.
This nonsense, judging people
right.
by this silly stuff. I mean, if they grew up in the 70s and 80s, crap happened all the time on purpose. I mean, I dare one of them say that about Andre the Giant. Because if Andre the Giant didn't feel like wrestling your way, he would hurt you on purpose. If he was in a bad mood, he worked stiff on purpose, and you bet not say nothing to the boss. And so all I'm saying is people complaining about my boo Nia Jax, they just ain't got nothing better to say. And no, since we own the subject on my favorite subject in wrestling right now, my boo Nia Jax, who the heck is this Reginald here pushing up on my boo? I got serious macho man jealousy, Brother Matez. I don't like this at all. I'm not feeling none of this. And if Brother Reggie, Somalier, or whatever you want to call him, that little pipsqueak, if I catch my knees in the street, it's going to be a problem. You feel what I'm saying? Furniture is going to be moving because he's pushing up on my boo, and I don't appreciate it one bit. So with that being said, going back to – go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Brother Matez. I can go all day. I got time, brother.
No. I was saying it seemed like he's getting pretty close to your boo. That's all I wanted to say.
I have macho man jealousy. I don't appreciate that one bit. The lust in Brother Reginald's eyes, brother, undressing my boo. I've seen it on the TV screen, and I don't like it not a one bit. Let me tell you that right now. And so with that being said, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to give this some time. Maybe my boo is just using him to get to one of these other wrestling women. I don't know, maybe Sasha Banks or maybe Bianca. I really don't know. Really, I don't care. I just want that man out of the picture. My boo does not deserve all these distractions. You feel what I'm saying? She already got enough to deal with in Shayna Baszler. You know what I'm saying? Because my boo is the tag team champion. She don't even need her no more. She's a force all by herself. You feel what I'm saying? And see, people like her, they say, oh, your cousin, it's because her cousin is The Rock. Let me tell you something. If your cousin was The Rock, you'd be in the WWE while you're playing. You feel what I'm saying? You'd be in there too, just like anybody else. So stop with the silly hypocrisy. Stop with the name caller. Stop dogging her out. Because you know what? She still had to earn her way in just like everybody else. And she ain't no different than the next person. And even if she makes a mistake or she accidentally hurt somebody. Last time I checked, y'all, is wrestling. They come in with the risk of getting hurt right out the gate. It happens sometimes. And so people talking about my boo, and she seems like she's doing okay. I don't see the management complaining about her or bad mouthing her or dogging her out. I don't hear the rumors in the locker room or whatever you want to call it. They're not saying nothing bad about my boo, Nia Jax, because number one, they get them hands. Let's just call it like it is. She ain't scared of nobody. She will come with you, toe to toe. She will confront you one-on-one. So she ain't scared of nobody. She ain't thinking about none of them. And she's still out here making that money. And so people talking about, oh, she can't wrestle. Well, let me tell you, a leg drop is a wrestling move. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
A Samoan drop is a wrestling move. So for people to sit there and say some craziness like that, you need to stop. And then ask yourself, could I even last 5 minutes in the wrestling ring with somebody like her? Or anybody for that matter. Could you last 2 minutes in a wrestling ring? I mean, 60 minutes, man, you better have amazing cardiovascular. But 5 minutes, baby, oh, that's trouble right there. That's danger. And so we wouldn't even know what to do in the wrestling ring in the first place. People don't realize just how dangerous those ropes could really be if you don't know what you're doing. So with all that being said, they need to see my boo Nia Jax and put some respect on her name, because she ain't going nowhere until she's good and doggone ready. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, you tell the truth, and I want to get back on what you were saying, because I'm about to believe that she can't be that bad, just like if she hasn't been fired yet or been reduced to a minor role. Like, they keep putting her out there on prominent spots when everybody's watching. Everybody, I mean, I'm sure WWE hears that people think she's a botcher or she's a bad person to be in the ring with. I'm sure they hear this, but they trust her to some degree. They trust her. She's the only big woman. She's the only big woman they have on the female roster, at least on the main roster, and you kind of want to keep that, okay? She has a certain presence that is needed. But however, and maybe I don't watch wrestling the way other people watch it, but she almost seems like she's a very careful wrestler. She doesn't move fast, and her job as a somebody that's built as a dominant wrestler is to slam you pretty hard. You know, it's to be physical. It's to be physical. You know, so
I'm trying to figure out what the problem is. I mean, it's like trying to tell a bear don't be a bear. It's like telling an eagle not to be an eagle, baby. I mean, what is she supposed to do? She's a goon.
Yeah.
She's a muscle. She's you know, if I could equate it, and please don't nobody try to make fun of my boo at all, because the black man's going to come for you and rain or hurl insults on you that you've never heard before. But she is kind of like the female version of like Andre the Giant in a sense, or Big Show, or you know, because the women, for the most part, everybody is no more than 5'10", and no more than 150 pounds. At best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're seeing girls like Rhea Ripley. She might be about a good 150, 160, I'm thinking. You got Raquel Gonzalez, Brickhouse, you know what I'm saying? You got, who else? Piper Niven out there in the UK. And I'm really looking forward to seeing her one of these days, because I'm amazed at, like, I mean, look at this big mama here. She is jumping off the top rope. She's doing flips. And I'm like, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? So going back to Nia, it's the same thing. I mean, she's a tall woman. I mean, she, like her song says, she is not like most girls. So you're putting somebody in there in a unique person in the women's division. Why would you want to get rid of that? It's like putting Shaquille O'Neal on the bench.
Absolutely.
There was nobody in the league his size, his weight, moving the way he was moving. Would you put Shaquille O'Neal on the bench? I think not. Why would you do that? You feel what I'm saying? So
somebody
like a Nia Jax, I mean, she's really strong. I mean, she's as strong as some of the men, as quiet as it's kept. She's about as strong as some of the men. So she has to watch how much strength she uses in that wrestling ring with those other women, because if she really, really wanted to, she could really hurt one of them.
Yeah.
Seriously, easily. If she really just wanted her, so she could do it.
And I don't know. I don't know if they scared of her or what, but I haven't heard not one of those. I haven't heard Lana come out and say she's a bad worker. I haven't heard Mandy Rose come out and say she's a bad worker. I haven't heard Kyrie Sane come out and say she was a bad worker. I haven't heard any of them come out and say that, because those are the three people that I know that people have been up in arms about because she has allegedly mishandled them in the room. If I don't hear them come out and say it, then it's really no issue. And I'm not professing to be some wrestling, I'm not a coach or some wrestling, how should I put this? Maybe analyst, or I'm just coming to you from a fan and a podcaster perspective. I don't see it. I could be wrong. But I just don't see it. And
same here, brother. Same here. I mean, check it out. I mean, she's on a tag team title run with Shayna Baszler. If she set up so badly, they would never put her in that kind of situation. And she's making the most of it. She's making the work. Even bringing up that little punk Reginald, making him look good. And that's what I said. I don't even like that right now. But she's a consummate professional. But I'm a little insecure and I'm a little jealous. I got jealousy issues. So somebody put the word out to Brother Reginald. The black man Coco T-Ware catches him out here in these streets. Or maybe I need to drive down to South Florida on a quarter ticket gas and just give him a few words. It's going to be a problem. You feel what I'm saying? Somebody better tell him, keep his hands off my boo.
Hey, keep your hands off Coco T's boo.
That's right. Leave my boo thing alone.
Right. Now WrestleMania is two nights this year, and we're about 4 weeks away. I mean, 5 weeks, 4 weeks away, and I am stoked for this event. A lot of matches are not confirmed yet. We know it's going to be Edge versus Roman, but I'm almost sure it's going to be Bryan in that matchup. I'm almost sure that Daniel Bryan is going to be interjected, and I think that's more intriguing than a one-on-one matchup between Edge and Roman. I think that's more intriguing. I think Daniel Bryan adds a special sizzle to this, and it makes it even more interesting because Daniel Bryan is the ultimate fan favorite. You know, people love Daniel Bryan, so I think it'd be smart if WWE put him in this feud between those three. So I'm looking forward to that. We got Fastlane coming up this weekend. I don't know why they have Nia and what's her name, Shayna, going up against Sasha and Bianca again. I don't understand that, but they have their reasons for doing that. But I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. Anything on that card so far that you're looking forward to, brother?
Oh, absolutely. The main event with Brother Edge and Roman Reigns. I could see that with Daniel Bryan being infused in that match somehow. That would make it interesting. Now, I would prefer it if Brother Edge and Brother Roman was going at it. I really would prefer that, but I totally get it with what you just proposed and put in. What I'm also interested in is at some point the Fiend, it's gonna pop out, baby. It could be anywhere between now and Fastlane, as far as I'm concerned, or maybe just before WrestleMania. But they are milking that story all the way through, and I love it. They milking it for all it's worth. It's making people tune in and watch, and keep their eyes glued. They wait till the last segment of the show. People want to see if Alexa and the Fiend is gonna pop out together. Something is going to go down with that. What I'm also interested in is the whole thing with the Fastlane match between Nia and Shayna and Sasha and Bianca. They're just trying to build the whole tension between those two. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's typical is what they do. I'm just wondering what is going to come of it. How is it all going to play out? I'm really, really not sure. But let me say this, though. This is why the lack of fans makes such a huge difference with this here storyline, if you will, because the intensity, the tension, it's just not quite there between Sasha and Bianca as yet. But it had that crowd been in there, the live audience, let me tell you, it makes such a difference because we can just say it right now. Bianca will cause the crowd to blow the heck up. I personally believe that. The crowd will blow up every time she steps out into that aisle and hit that ring. It would make a difference. Let me tell you, deep down inside them hearts of every wrestler, there's a competition amongst them. Even if they like and respect each other behind the scenes. But deep down, don't nothing change a wrestler more or affect a wrestler more than when they see their opponent or another wrestler getting a lot of love and adulation, especially when they're the champion. And that's Sasha Banks. She's determined.
Yep. And you know what's so funny about
that? What I'm saying?
Yeah, and we like the one thing about this show, whether you like it or not, we go talk about real stuff and we go try to keep it as real as possible. And I agree with you, man. Yes, they like each other, but it has to be some competitive fire between both of them, especially Sasha Banks. You know, like she seems like she don't want no. Yep. And right now, I don't even think this outcome is determined because it's really a pick'em for me. Obviously, I'm rooting for Bianca, but I'm rooting for Sasha too. So this is a difficult contest for me, man, because I like both of these two, but it seems like it's Bianca's to take. Okay, but Sasha, with 4 weeks out, she has the opportunity to convince Vince to go in her direction. That's when it gets to the real part about this stuff, you know, the politics part about it, if you will. And sometimes saying politics doesn't mean nothing negative. It's just, it is what it is sometimes, yeah. But I'm interested because I don't know. Because I can see Bianca losing and then she can win it on the next pay-per-view. I can see that happening because Sasha, she's truly never had a WrestleMania moment. She's been a part of marquee matchups, but I don't think she's ever won or retained a title at WrestleMania. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. So they will be missing the opportunity to give Sasha Banks a quote-unquote WrestleMania moment. But Bianca, she is laid up and served. She's right there. And it's laid up for her to have that WrestleMania moment. So if I was a booker, this would be something that's stressing me out right now. Who to give it to?
Absolutely. I mean, it's you could go either way. I mean, but hey, I'm just going to say this. If Bianca be there, excuse me, my, I'm getting a little tongue-tied.
You're like me.
Twisted. Bianca Belair, you are, brother. If Bianca Belair does not win this match at WrestleMania, we riot, Daddy. I'm doing $11 worth of damage. All the plastic cups, all the paper plates is gonna be thrown all over the place, baby. Let me tell you that right now. So imagine theaters in Royal Oak. They better padlock all their supplies and all their condiments.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna go on the floor, baby. If my girl Bianca Belair don't win it all, let me tell you that right now, it's gonna be trouble.
Yep. They gonna have that Royal Police ready for you, man.
they better come strong. Bring the whole squad because it's gonna be a whole misunderstanding, baby. If my girl Bianca Belair don't win it all.
Listen, we need to be hearing this. At the end of WrestleMania, we need to be hearing. Wait, let me pull this up. I mean, this need to be played at the end of WrestleMania. Just, and this is how we're going to know Bianca has won. If this is played.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Indeed.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's hers for the taking. So, I'm still not sure. I'm not going to front. I'm not sure. But hopefully, she picks up that victory. And last thing before I go home for the night, before we go home for the night, do we really want to see Bobby versus McIntyre? I mean,
that's a good question. I mean, you know,
it don't fit.
I wouldn't mind it. I would understand it, but
that part.
Who's going to face Bobby? I mean, I hate to say it, but. A Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley would be something else. It would be money. As much as people get tired and fatigued of Brock Lesnar, let me tell you now, baby, there's a reason why. This man can come in and out of wrestling. He can come in and out of UFC, MMA, command top dollar, because everybody knows that brother's going to bring it. And he's in his 40s now, but he can still go.
He can still go. He can call his shot anytime. He can.
And that's a business, and I respect the businessman of one brother Brock Lesnar. They can say whatever they want about him.
Can you preach for a moment? Because, because that's the realest of the real. And I will hope I can be that kind of businessman one day. You know, like, obviously, Brock Lesnar has built up the resume to be able to do that. Not everybody can do that. Not even Hall of Famers.
No, not at all.
You know,
Goldberg seems to be the only one that can look up to some degree like this. But hey, he's a legend. He's a Hall of Fame. Super. I mean, you can't be mad at that. I mean, that's, wrestlers have been doing this forever. That's what people don't fail to realize. They've been doing this forever.
Forever.
Superstar Billy Graham. I'm going to come back, Vince. Okay, come on. Bruno Sammartino. I mean, even when he was retired, he was still doing some things. I mean, they've all done it. Harley Race. Brother Harley Race, same thing. They've all done it before. This ain't nothing new. OGs stick around for a reason because they can't get rid of the itch when they try to scratch it, and so they got to get in that ring a couple more times. And as long as they line up, it can go. So with that being said, Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley, I mean, I can see that. We only got about 3-4 more weeks.
Yeah.
Who's to say that it can't happen?
Yep, and
who's gonna say it won't happen?
And we don't in that kind of match. We don't need a 5-week, 4-week build up because we've been building up for like 5 years. Us as fans, so if we get we're happy. You know,
I mean, I can see the storyline now. Bobby dominating, running through everybody. He gets bored. Oh, we need an open challenge. We ain't got nobody for Bobby. Or they talking all the trash and doing their thing, and then out comes Brock Lesnar. It speaks all by itself.
It does. And
that writes itself.
And Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus, that's a 7-game series as Mick Foley, I don't know if he created it. I remember he had that 7-game series with Sheamus and Cesaro. But that's a 7-game series right there. You know, and they can roll that all the way to WrestleMania if they thought about that because
they could.
Yep, they mesh so well. They mesh so well, and I would love to see like a number one contender match between those two at WrestleMania. Like those matches are done enough at pay per views. Number one contender matches, you know, I would like to see that because I remember Steve said a couple weeks ago on the Gorilla Position that he thinks Lashley is going to have a short title reign. And he's going to lose to Drew McIntyre. You know, he may be right, but I would like to think that WWE wouldn't be that silly to give this man that title only to take it away so fast. You know, I get The Miz, even though I didn't like The Miz losing it fast, but like two straight champions losing the title so fast, I wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I'm thinking that he whomever it is, he repeats as champion. But I think that's going to make for a good one. With the Hurt Business in general, just going to be just good wrestling, good story building. See, once again, we need that crowd, baby. It's too bad we can't get one just before a live crowd, just before WrestleMania. But that's okay because, when those people get in that crowd, it's going to make a difference. And then that Monday after WrestleMania, oh man, it's gonna be bananas, baby. It's gonna be wild. Yeah. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be everything we dreamed of for a year plus.
Now,
just to give everybody a little quick history, last year, around this time last year, the black man Coco T. Ware and his family and brother Matez, we was all brother Dele Cruz and the Rated R Podcast, we was all gonna make our way to the Little Caesars Arena and check out SmackDown. And guess what happened? The pandemic happened, shut everything down, baby. So we got a little history with this. We was going to be there and watch our favorite wrestlers. But this time, we going to make up, baby. It's going to be a party. That's why I'm looking forward to the Imagine Theater watch party for WrestleMania that Sunday. Brother Montez is hosting it, y'all. You want to get there, get that Eventbrite ticket. Sign up. Put your name on the dotted line. Send that money in, baby. It's going to be a wonderful time.
It is. Hey, they taking their time getting that ticket, man. But it's still going down because everything is paid for. But they taking their time getting that Eventbrite ticket. But it's all good.
Taking their sweet. Y'all better hurry up. Quit playing around. Send the word. Even if you can't go, buy a ticket and put it in your friend's or your cousin's name. Do something.
Nice.
Anything. Because the black man is going to be there. Let me tell you that right now. And the Sensational Sweet Dennis. We both going to be there. And the black man might bring his championship belt, his Hulk Hogan theme championship belt, by the way, because Hulk Hogan's my favorite rapper. But I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
In the flesh, baby. And so I'm really, really looking forward to it. Everybody needs to be there. Everybody needs to show up. You want to be a part of this wonderful occasion. Seats are limited, but they are available. So show up, baby. Put the mask on. Do whatever. Put on a cane mask, baby. Do whatever you got to do to get to the show. Because it's going to be a phenomenal time watching WrestleMania on a big screen. I've never seen WrestleMania in that format before in all my livelihood. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's going to be fun, whether it's 2, 3, or 70 of us in there. It's going to be fun. You know, just the fact that we can watch WrestleMania and the fans are going to be back in the house in Tampa Bay. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Seriously, like this is a Christmas.
Same here, brother. Same here.
Yeah, Christmas in April for us. But I want to thank everybody for listening.
Sir.
It's been a long day of radio for me. I'm trying to stay awake. I'm exhausted. we had some shows earlier that I did, and I don't usually like talking anyway. But I had to do a lot of talking today, so you could tell that I'm not used to doing all this talking all the time. But I want to thank Coco for calling in. Always calling in, supporting.
Thank you.
Too bad you can't. Hey, the A show is so jam-packed with a lot of stuff. It's hard for you to get on the phone line, but hopefully you can.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's the A show for you, baby. That's what happens when the A show is an A show. Everybody can get on, even if you're a beloved friend of the show. It's okay. It bees like that, Daddy. Hey, check this out. I failed to mention this earlier, but I just want to plug this in. My little nephew is going to be on the Thunderdome tonight for Monday Night Raw. He's going to be on with his favorite Seth Rollins T-shirt and his favorite championship belt. So keep an eye out for my little nephew. You'll catch him. You'll probably see him. You'll probably catch him. He's in a Beast Slayer Seth Rollins T-shirt. So check him out tonight.